My name is Kim Atkinson, and I am part of the one half of the Images of Learning project. Danielle Davis is my colleague in this project, and we are part of the 2009 leadership cohort in which we got the funding from ECEBC. Then we used that funding to garner further funding from Success by Six, which was a good learning process in itself to understand how to go about getting money. We used that funding from Success by Six to create the Images of Learning Project exhibit, which has been complete now for about 15 months and has been at numerous conferences around the province. We attend those conferences with the exhibit, giving workshops to early childhood educators. We've had licensing officers, kindergarten teachers, school board people, administrators, trustees, principals, all sorts of, even an MLA, come and view our exhibit. We have thus far been able to just wait by the phone, and people have called us to host the exhibit, which has been far exceeded our expectations of what we thought would happen. But we do realize that we want to pursue some opportunities to get the exhibit to a broader community. We would like to see the exhibit in more public places, not just in early childhood community places, but public places, perhaps libraries, art galleries, municipal or city halls. So to that end, we are looking for further funding. And also to that end, we have very recently signed a contract with ECEBC to have them be our umbrella organization for our funding. Because we do need to be under the auspices of a nonprofit society to apply for funding. And up to now, we have had my employer was our funding partner. But that we now have signed a contract that ECEBC will be our funding partner, which is exciting on all fronts. For them, it's the first time they have undertaken a partnership like this. So there was all sorts of legal nuts and bolts to sort out and make sure that they were heading in a good direction with that. And for us, it opens up, I think, some really good opportunities to work in partnership with them, alongside of them, piggyback on the kinds of contacts and vision and principles that they have. So I think it's going to be a very good match, and I think it'll benefit both of us. We're still looking at exactly what those benefits are going to be, but I'm sure they're there. We have obviously very complementary visions. So we're looking at sitting down with them and finding out where we can work together, how we can build on each other's strengths, and what we can work on together, and how we can support each other. So that's an exciting thing for us for the future. We've also undertaken what we've called a pathways visioning, and this is just Danielle and I talking together to come up with a future direction plan. And what we did was looking at where we would like to see the project in 10 years, just no holds barred, anything goes, where we would like it to be in an ideal world, and just brainstorm ideas on that. Then we pared that down to what we could see happening in 5 years, 2 years, 6 months, 3 weeks, tomorrow, and we just wrote all of those ideas down and then put it together in a document for ourselves. And that's been extremely useful to just throw out all the great ideas that we've got and just see if any of them are realistic that we can act on in the short term. What some of the short-term goals that we've got that we have talked about but realize that now we are in a position to act on them. And so lots of not only great ideas, but it gives us, as I say, a pathway, a direction, a framework for developing our project and a pathway to move forward on. So becoming part of, under the auspices of ECEBC is the first part of that. So we're very excited about that, and now we can look in our visioning book and see what comes up next, and we're I think in a good place to hopefully fulfill some of those goals. So some of our ideas are to develop new workshops. We see that there's a need for a workshop on outdoor environments, transforming outdoor environments. We're wanting to develop a workshop on that. We would like to get more marketing materials out there, as I said earlier, to have our exhibit in places that are more broadly public places rather than just ECE. Our lifestyles have changed somewhat, both of us, so that we this year will, for the first time, will have more time to work on the project. Job-wise, things have changed. So we are excited about being able to spend more time on our project and develop some of the ideas that we could only talk about in the past, and hopefully make some of them a reality. And I think that's sort of where we are.